This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the power in letting God's glory shine through you. Recently, I was reading in the Gospel of John about the time Jesus healed a man who had been blind since birth. Afterwards, his disciples asked why this man was born blind. They wondered if it was a result of his own sin or the sin of his parents. I thought this was interesting because sometimes our human inclination is to often want to know why something happened or why it didn't happen. And although we rejoice when what we perceive to be a bad season is finally over, we often want to know why it happened in the first place. Jesus gives a profound response to his disciples in John 9:3. He told them that the man was not blind because of his sins or his parents' sins. He was blind so that the power of God could be seen in him. The short answer as to why certain things happen or why the odds may not be stacked in our favor all the time is that it allows God's glory to be revealed in our lives. So as this is a holiday week, and many of you will be vacationing or staycationing or just taking it easy in general, just let the light of God shine through you. Allow all that He has done and revealed in your life to bring about a glow. And let someone else be touched and impacted by your glow. And as you do that, remember these words: for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, and that we should walk in them. Ephesians 2:10. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let God's light shine through you.